Good morning, everybody. Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. right here at the home sauna, detoxing the mind, detoxing the body. This is actually an infrared sauna, so I'm actually detoxing my organs right now, the whole thing. Probably information you didn't need to know or want to know. But I'm excited to announce that we're going to start a new little show every Wednesday at about 7 a.m. We're going to be joining you guys here for a couple moments, helping you to detox really whatever it is that's holding you back from achieving your full potential. What's up, Norma? How are you? And the purpose of this show is Wednesdays are essentially the middle of the week. A lot of negative buildup could be going on in here. A lot of setbacks could be going on in here. And we're going to be working to make sure that you're reminded to keep going and to finish the week strong on a weekly basis. I'm excited about, man, there's a lot of you guys joining us. I'm excited about that. Thank you for joining us. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I said in a post recently. And that was that business is a reflection of the soul. I got to give credit to Tony Robbins for that one, because that's where I learned that one from. But what does that mean? It means that in order to have a successful business and in order to have a successful attempt at being an entrepreneur, essentially a successful business comes from a successful soul, a creative soul, a free soul, an expressive soul, a soul that is willing to dare, a soul that is willing to try, a soul that is willing to risk, a soul that is willing to dial, like the lead realtor, right? Dial and listen at the same time. A soul that isn't attached. A soul that doesn't create negative meanings. You guys getting the picture? That's essentially what a successful business comes from. If you look at Steve Jobs, if you look at Nike, if you look at Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin, these are human beings, guys, human beings who have very successful souls. They're human beings that think that anything is possible. And I know in the motivational world, that's like cool to say, you know, oh, anything is possible. You know, really, when you look at the most successful businesses, they're driven by successful human beings. They're driven by human beings that don't make negative attachments, that don't take no for an answer, that don't get beat up when they stumble, that don't create negative stories. On the contrary, they reinforce positive stories, positive beliefs, right? They risk, they create, they try something new, they're innovative. That's why business is essentially a reflection of the soul. And so if you follow me on Instagram or you follow me anywhere or you come to our events, what we're constantly working to do, constantly, and I think this is our greatest strength. I think this is what makes us unique over anybody else that you follow, is that we get it. We understand that it's not just about the grind. I hate to break it to you guys, but strawberry pickers grind every day. Every day. Your local janitor at your building, he grinds. He grinds every day. And they both do this to feed their family, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. The key, please listen very carefully. The key is not the grind. The key is the grind in combination with you allowing your soul to fully express itself, so that you can go out and manifest the business that you're truly intended to be a part of and truly intended to create. The key is to grind and work hard, yeah, but the key is also to have high standards, right? Because the strawberry picker essentially is picking strawberries because their standards are low, whether that's a self-perceived issue or whatever the case may be, that's why they're picking the strawberries. They don't see anything else. They don't see anything else as possible. They see that as the option. And so as an entrepreneur, you guys have got to understand, guys, that really, 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 that's why you, you know, people ask me all the time that what's the difference about Relentless? If once you go once, you'll never go anywhere again. You'll never go to any event again. Because the full 3 days, essentially what we're doing is we're chipping away at the negative beliefs and we're rebuilding new positive beliefs. So why do I bring this up? I bring this up because I'm getting a lot of questions about diet lately. I'm bringing this up because I'm getting a lot of questions about what I did to lose weight. This morning at 9 a.m. I'm going to post something that'll show you exactly what I did to lose weight. And I'm bringing this up because, quite frankly, a peaceful, harmonious, happy, intent, powerful, disciplined soul becomes more peaceful, more harmonious, more intent, and more disciplined when it sees, please listen to what I'm about to say, when it sees proof of what's possible. When it sees proof of what's possible. And the first place that it looks to see proof of what's possible, damn it, listen to what I'm about to say, is the body. The body. It looks to the body to see if there's a level of discipline in your life. It looks to the body to see if there's enough energy to keep up with the vision of the mind. It looks to the body to see if you do on a daily basis what you say you're going to do. It looks to the body to see if every morning you wake up full of energy, passion, and vigor and walk or run or yoga or CrossFit or do something. It also looks at the body and goes, man, if you can't take care of yourself, how the hell are you going to grow a business? These are the constant battles that are going on in your mind, whether you realize them or not. And so my philosophy and my take is this. If you're going out there to war, if you're going out there to battle on a daily basis to build an ideal business for your family, damn it, you better remove all the obstacles. All the obstacles. I remember being 18 years old, 19 years old. And I remember driving around my clients in a Thomas Guide, in my car with a Thomas Guide on my lap. And I remember back then, nobody had navigation systems. I got a navigation system. It was an Alpine navigation system. It was about that thick. Why? I removed the obstacles. I remember my first two commission checks. I didn't want to wear crappy clothes. To this day, even my workout clothes, the best Lululemon. Why? I want to remove all the obstacles. I want to look down and know whatever I'm doing, whether it's a suit or a sports coat or a pair of jeans or whatever it is, I want to remove any obstacles. Please listen. I want to remove anything that could possibly tell my mind that my standards are low and my expectations in life are low. On the contrary, I want to look down and go, yep, you deserve the best. You always get the best. And so for many years, I struggled with my physique, with the whole thing. I would work out every single day. And as a result, did we do good in business? Yeah. As good as we're doing and are about to do? No. Something has clicked. Something has clicked and something has changed. It's kind of like when I finally decided, right? When I finally got a hold of this thing, the body. I don't know, guys. Honest to God, I see a scary future. Like a scary, exciting future. A scary, exciting future. So I'm going to give you a couple of thoughts real fast. I want you to write them down. I want to give you a couple of thoughts real fast. Because hopefully this will challenge you. And this will help you get the issue of the body fixed. Okay? So I want you to write this down, please. The physique comes. Write it down. You need to start thinking about it that way. It's a physique. The physique comes when the diet comes. I'm going to stop right there. Meaning the physique will never come. It'll never come without the diet. You could work out 7 times a day, 7 days a week. It ain't coming without the diet. I'm just letting you know right now. The physique comes when the diet comes. And the diet will only come, write it down, and the diet will only come, here we go, and the diet will only come when you decide once and for all that going to the gym every day and not seeing results is no longer an option. I'm going to say that again, guys. The physique will only come when the diet comes. The reticular activating sensor, Art. The physique will only come when the diet comes. And the diet will only come when you decide and you acknowledge that going to the gym every single day without results is no longer an option. Until you make that decision, people, please listen. You're going to keep walking by the damn mirror and you're going to keep seeing the same damn thing. Because the diet hasn't come. And the diet will never come until you increase your standards. And so now here comes the magic question that everybody's going to ask me. How? What diet? What do you do? Let me give you the answer. It's called Google. I don't give a damn what diet you do. I have my personal preferences on what I think works after struggling with this year after year after year. And I'm going to be sharing it with all of our coaching clients and all of our Empire University members. Matter of fact, I kind of already have. But that's not the answer you should be looking for. That's the way your brain works right now. People, that's the mind of the poor. You need to switch to the mind of the abundant. The mind of the, nobody told me the diet. I just started looking. I just decided that enough was enough. Nobody showed me where to find the coach. I just started looking. It's just like in business. Nobody taught me how to put on seminars. Nobody taught me how to sell real estate at the beginning. Nobody taught me how to run a brokerage. Nobody taught me how to do anything. I just made a damn decision. I made a damn decision to change my life. And as a result of that decision, I started looking. And first I found the keto diet, and I tried that. And then I found CrossFit, and I tried that. And then I did bodybuilding, and I did that. And then I did paleo, and I did that. And then I did vegetarian, and I did that. And then I. But that's the journey. Some of you have never even started the journey because you're still wondering how or what. Go figure it out. Go use this thing called Google and figure it out. I think at Relentless, I see a need for this. The reason why we called Empire University is because eventually we'll have coaching, not just for real estate. We're going to go 24 months hard in the real estate coaching space so that we can dominate the space. And then we're going to go into flipping, showing you guys how to flip properties, seminar specifically for that, commercial real estate investments, showing you how to do that. And then we're going to move right into health, and I'm going to bring the best of the best of the world to help us with all of this. But until then, guys, here's all I have to tell you. The physique will never come until the diet comes. And if I can prove this to you, just think back at what you ate yesterday. Think back at what you ate yesterday, one full day. There you'll find your answer. There you will see whether you ate too much or too little or not the right foods. Instinctively, as a human being, you know where you messed up. Fix where you messed up yesterday. You know what you did. Did you eat out? Probably messed up there. I haven't eaten out. I mean, I had two cheat meals in 2 weeks. Other than that, I refused to eat out. I cook my own meals. Why? I decided once and for all that I didn't want to go to the gym every day and not see the results that I wanted. So I took control. I weigh it. I measure it. I know exactly what is going in my body. I'm going to end with this, everybody. business is a reflection of the soul. And the soul is going to look for proof. The soul is going to look for proof of what is possible in life. And the first place it's going to look is in the body. Okay? If you haven't gotten our Empire Mind Journal, I'd highly recommend it. Go to DannyMorrell.com/store. It'll help with your intentions, with your goals, with opening up the reticular activating sensor. A lot of people are enjoying that. Keep on the lookout. November 29th, 30th, and December 1st, we're having an exclusive event in Lake Tahoe at the Ritz-Carlton. It was initially only for our leverage members. We're going to invite it to the public, exclusive to only 50 people. And you're going to have certain income qualifications to join. We only want the best of the best. And there's a lot coming, guys. 2019, I'm going to be on tour. I'm going to be helping all of you explode your businesses. Can't wait to meet each and every one of you guys. We'll see you next Wednesday in here, in the sauna, for another edition of the Wednesday Detox. Take care, guys. And by the way, you'll be able to see the recording here for 24 hours. Or if not, go to my website, DannyMorrell.com. You'll be able to see the recording. We're going to be posting them there. All right? Take care, guys. Bye-bye.